Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It may not be the same as a physical fight or a physical altercation, but words and images can be painful. And people carry that within them. And that's why we have to let it out. We have to let people know what is happening to this community. Be public about it. Rise up, in a sense.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced the creation of a new hate and bias prevention unit, which would lead public education and outreach efforts and serve as an early detection system in local communities. This comes as anti-Semitism is rising in the state and across the country. According to NYPD crime statistics, hate crimes against Jewish people were up 125% from the same period in 2021. Hochul also approved a measure preventing insurance companies from raising rates on people who have filed claims for being the victim of a hate crime. Congress could be deadlocked on a new budget. Senator Chuck Schumer says passing the short-term continuing resolution would buy lawmakers some time, but warned the Department of Veterans Affairs would be especially hard hit.
Last week, the VA wrote Congress a letter warning that a CR would mean a $10 billion shortfall for the VA. That means fewer health care workers on the job. It would mean a surge in the backlog of claims.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is expected to raise interest rates again. It's part of a strategy to reduce inflation to 2%. Peter Morici, a University of Maryland professor, says inflation is not easy to manage.
There's no longer a sense of a coronation as opposed to a contest. And I think in American politics, regardless of what party you align with, or if you're an independent, you align with independents, that's a good thing.
Republicans are wondering about the future of the party following the midterms. Strategist Adam Goodman finds candidates who are parroting former President Donald Trump's rhetoric aren't cutting it. He says it is refreshing that voters are paying attention to the candidate's character, the issues, and what they want for the country. Goodman described how the 2024 presidential election is shaping up.
We are in a very difficult inflationary situation. It is getting very much embedded in wage negotiations and so forth, and we're not taking this seriously enough. It's going to take a great deal of good luck.
John Ray, CEO of FTX, will testify before a House committee about why the company collapsed. He was named CEO after the company filed for bankruptcy. This comes as FTX's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, was arrested in the Bahamas after U.S. prosecutors filed an indictment against him. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two.